Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, I want to thank you for tuning my way this morning. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. It is good to come in your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning. I don't know how far we'll get today, but we're having computer trouble, but we trust today that we will be a rich blessing in your home. So let's begin to pray right now for the computer and pray for me, and let's just pray for all who needs to be prayed for, and thank God for this day. This is the day the Lord hath made, and the Bible said we could rejoice and be glad therein. And I do. I rejoice in my health, and I'm feeling pretty good, except my eye. Anyhow, I'm doing great. So let's give the Lord praise and honor for that, okay? Hope you're doing well, too. Let's go into our music right now and do this song for you right here.
Think back to the time when Jesus saved your soul. Remember the joy when you gave Him the control. But if time has removed the peace that you knew then, oh well, He's calling you back to the place you began.
But anyhow, God doesn't wander away from us. God's always there, He cares for us. I want to remember James today, James and Louise. I understand James is having a terrible time, so we want to continue to pray for him and pray for Louise also. You know, it's hard when your loved one is down. It's hard, and it makes it hard on you also, the caretaker. I know when Martha was down, it took a lot off of me, but anyhow, I miss her. And always remember, I loved her, and she was a blessing to me and the boys. So let's give honor and God the praise for her. And we thank you for the songs we play for her. We thank you for the requests we get for her. Okay, let's go right now into another song.
I just couldn't walk this road alone. When I'm hungry, He feeds me. When I'm thirsty, He's my water. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, He's always there to listen. With arms folded about me, and He rocks me in His bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When my tears flow like a river, and my burdens are high as a mountain, and the one I've trusted has let me down, well, that's when I go to Jesus. He's the one that I can count on. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, He's always there to listen. With arms folded about me, and He rocks me in His bosom. What will I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do?
We can't make it without Jesus. You know, He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. There's life in Christ, and to know Christ is to have a brand new life. I was thinking today about a born-again experience. You know, that's a great experience we have, is a born-again experience. God gives us new life. He gives us a new person. We become a brand new person in Christ Jesus. The Bible said, behold, all things become brand new. And they do. They become brand new in our life. Oh, we don't change just over a second. Remember, we are babes in Christ. We grow in grace as we die in sin. So I'm thankful for that. That's not the sermon I'm going to preach in just a moment. But anyhow, I just thought I'd add that in there and tell you that a born-again experience is a great experience to have with God. So let's go right back and listen to this song now.
If I knew that it would be the last time that I'd ever see you fall asleep, I'd tuck you in more tightly. I'd pray the Lord your soul would keep. If I knew it would be the last time that I'd see you walk out the door, I would give you a big old hug and a kiss, and I'd call you back for more. If I knew it would be the last time I'd hear your voice lifted up in praise, I would video the tape each action and word so I could play them back each day. If I knew it would be the last time I could spare an extra minute, I'd stop and say, I love you, instead of assuming that you would just know that. If I knew it would be the last time I would be there to share your day, well, I'm sure you'll have so many more. So can I just, for this one time, let it slip? For surely there's always tomorrow to make up for our oversight. And we always get the second chance to make everything just right. There will always be another day, I say, I love you. And certainly there's another chance to say anything I can do. But just in case I might be wrong, and today is all I get, I'd like to say how much I love you. And I hope we never forget. Tomorrow is not just a promise to anyone, young or old alike. And today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you'll surely regret that you didn't do it today. That you didn't take that extra time for just a smile, a hug, or a kiss. Because you were too busy to grant someone what turned out to be their very last wish. So hold your loved ones each close, very close today. And whisper in their ear. Tell them how much you love them. And you'll always hold them dear. Take time to say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Or, oh, it's okay. And if tomorrow never comes, you'll never have regretted that you did that today.
Yes, sir. I'll tell you, that's a real recitation. It says a lot. And I hope that you was listening to that, because after they're gone, you can't go back. You got to keep going, keep pressing on. I know that I miss Martha more every day. It seemed like that she's so close to me, and in her music. I love her music, and I wished I had more music of her, but I don't. But anyhow, she was a great part of this ministry. So I want to say that. I want to do that recitation just for you. I felt like that it was impressive upon many of you as you listening to that recitation. I want to do it for you, especially just for you. If I knew, if I only knew. But see, we don't know. We don't know. We're not God. We can't tell. We live from day to day, and we don't know what's going on tomorrow. But God does, and God loves us.
I lost my way, my feet did stray to shifting, sinking sand. I could not go much farther without a helping hand. Well, standing there all alone, a voice to me did say, if you're looking for Mount Calvary, I can show you the way. Working my way back to Calvary. It's been so long since I've been there. Working my way back to Calvary. This narrow path will take me there. Just ahead, an old familiar pathway I can see. From the light that's in the distance, that old cross I plainly can see. Through tear-stained eyes, I struggle on, as a voice to me did say, if you're looking for Mount Calvary, let me show you the way. Working my way back to Calvary. It's been so long since I've been there. Working my way. back to Calvary. This narrow path will take me there. Yes, this narrow path will take me
there. Well, I am having computer trouble, and I hope to get through this broadcast. I don't know. We're going to have to buy another computer, looks like, or I can't find out what's wrong with this one, but then it cuts on and off and all of that. So I hope we can get through this today. And maybe next time I come on the air, I'll have a better piece of equipment so I can work, because it's really aggravating when you've got a piece of equipment that's not working proper. So the computer is acting up on me. So you just pray for that and pray for me, okay?
If you could see what I once was, if you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know just what you'd see. A miracle of love that took me in its sweet embrace and made me what I am today. An old sinner saved by grace. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. When I stood condemned to death, He took my place. Now I live and breathe in freedom. With each breath of life I take, I'm loved and forgiven. I'm back with the living. I'm just a sinner saved. How could I boast of anything I've ever seen or done? How could I dare to claim as mine the victories God has won? Where would I be had God not brought me gently to this place? I'm here to say I'm nothing but an old sinner saved by grace. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. When I stood condemned to death, He took my place. Now I live and breathe in freedom. With each breath of life I take, I'm loved, I'm forgiven. I'm back with the living. I'm just a sinner saved by grace.
Our Father, we pray.
Your wife, your mother-in-law, and your daughter have been killed in a car wreck.
The tragedy hit Bob so hard that Bob screamed out without even any thought, "I don't deserve this! God, you ain't fair." All of a sudden, Bob moved into an area where a lot of the rest of us have to move in. "I've got to have somebody to blame this on." So he blames it on God. He said, "God, I don't deserve this. Why is this happening to me?" Because he was hurt. He was bitter. He became angry. Well, he said, I'll get vengeance. I'll go to court, and this boy that's killed my family, and the courts will give him justice, and he'll die. He'll die for the penalty of his crime. But it didn't happen that way. They went to court, and they tried the young man for drunk driving, but lo and behold, the jury acquitted him and could not even charge him for drunk driving. Well, again, Bob's outraged. He jumps up in the courtroom and says, "It ain't fair. I don't deserve this. I don't deserve for my family to die and let him go free." Very angry and very bitter. He goes home. That's all he could think about. His life is shipwrecked. You can about imagine, how can a man go on with life when everything he's got is gone? I've got to have somebody to blame this on. He, from day until dark, he would say, "God, you've been very unfair to me," because he was wanting to play the blame game. "I've got to blame this on somebody. God, I've been a good man. I've worked hard for my family. I've provided for my family. I've paid all my bills. I owe no man. And I've been a good man. I go to church on Sunday. I sing in the choir. I do all that a good person ought to do. And look what you let happen to me." He's got to blame God. He's got to blame somebody. But one day he was sitting on the couch, and things are going to change for Bob. He's sitting there in all of his bitterness, all of his hate. I mean, after all, the man's walking the street that killed the loved ones, the people that I loved and cared for so much. And while he was sitting there, something happened. All of a sudden, it seemed as God broke into that mind that was so disturbed and so full of hate and so full of bitterness, and said, "Bob, I gave you much more than you ever deserved. You didn't have a job because you deserve it. You didn't have a wife because you deserve it. You didn't have a mother-in-law and a daughter because you deserved it. Those are gifts that I let you borrow for just a little while. And Bob, you didn't have them because you deserved it. You had them because I felt that you needed them. You needed a wife to share your life. You needed a daughter to smile, one you could be proud of. And you needed a mother-in-law that you could love. My mother-in-law used to say all the time, when he gets to ever love me, I know there's something wrong with him. I wasn't about to let her know how I felt, because I knew she would never let me forget it. But can you see the situation that he's in? Because he felt like, hey, I don't deserve for this to happen. But yet all of a sudden, the picture changes. He has more than he ever deserved. We don't have what we have because we deserve it. Because we don't deserve anything. I was pulling my money out of my pocket there just a while ago, and I was looking on just about every coin I look on. There is a printed thing. It says, "In God do we trust." I pull out a penny. I look at it. It says, "In God do we trust." I would pull out a dollar bill if I had one, but the dollar bill says, "In God we trust." And yet we ask God, "God bless America." We sing the song, "God bless America" again. But God has blessed America. We are people who have been blessed abundantly. We have gone through wars, and God has brought us safely through every one of those. Our forefathers settled in America for one reason, that they might have a place of freedom to worship God. But today God's being challenged. God is the biggest problem in America. God has become a problem in the world. Because, you see, we think everything we have is something that we deserve. God knew that we needed Him. I never forget the prayer that the little boy was praying one night before he went to bed. He said, God, I thank You for my mother. And God, I thank You for my father. I thank You for my schoolmates, and I thank You for my school, and I thank You for all that You have given me. And he jumps into bed. And he got back out and said, oh, by the way, God, I thank You for being God. And please don't let anything happen to You, because if it does, we're all in bad shape. We don't deserve all that we have. We don't deserve all the good things that God has given us. Why is America, why is the world again God? Why would they go down into our colleges and put up signs, or God is expelled from this university? Why would at Emory and Henry College many years ago, why would Altizer, Mr. Altizer, the Einstein of theology, why would this man stand up and say God has died in our time? Why would another atheist say that God is dead and the church is no more than a tombstone to His memory? Another man answered that by saying this. He said, to see a world without God would be like looking in a looking glass and not seeing your own face. We have more today than we ever deserved. We don't get the things that we deserve. God just knew that we needed them. You know me, I like old Hank Williams. I love Hank Williams' recitation. I like the one about the funeral. I did it one Sunday morning here. He said, God didn't give you that little baby by 100,000 miles. He just felt you need some sunshine, and He lent Him to you for a little while. He lets you keep and love Him till your heart's a bigger grown, and the silver tears you're shedding now are just entrance all alone. You see, God gives us sunshine.
He washed my eyes with tears that I might see the broken heart I had was good for me. He tore
neighbor, that's our broadcast today. I hope the computer held up for this one. And we just want to thank you for supporting the broadcast and standing with us. Pray for us. We need your prayers. We're praying for you constantly. Let's pray for James and Louise. And there's many others. I think about Ms. Brown. I haven't heard from her for a while. And Doris Needy. I haven't heard from her for a little while. But hope they're doing real well. And I just want to say I love you. I appreciate you. And I'm praying for you. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
'Twas best for me.
You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.
Eyes with tears that I might see the glory.